Hey friends, it's What's Your Story with Kathy Jimenez, and today's second episode is my story. This is me. I'm Kathy Jimenez, born and raised in Southern California in San Diego. I'm a mom to two kids, MJ who's 3 and Elena is 2 years old. I'm married to my college sweetheart Marcelo from UC Riverside. Back in San Diego, I remember growing up that I was pretty much an overachiever. I have a specific memory of being in eighth grade, and I dressed up for Halloween as a CEO. I was in a two-piece suit, my hair nicely straightened, and I was wearing and carrying a briefcase. And I remember how proud I was because I was telling everyone that I was going to be a CEO of a major conglomerate. And that memory really sparked that interest of knowing that I was going to go places. Fast forward, I graduated from UC Riverside with my bachelor's degree in sociology and marketing. And I worked a number of different positions in corporate. And one position that really starts my story is when I was in a sales position. A manager told me, "Kathy, it must be hard coming to work when you know you're a failure." And honestly, those words really, really got me. It really shook me to think that that was my identity. That was the start of my year of depression and anxiety. It was really, really hard. When I lost my job, I got laid off, and I really lost myself. That year was so challenging. I ended up seeking medical help by going to therapy and starting medication. And I just realized that a lot of my identity was shaped from what position I held at a company. And I knew that there had to be more to my life. So after therapy as well as medication, I started to see myself again. I realized that through a lot of self-development, personal development, and self-growth, I really got to see who I was again. So what I want to share with my kids is my opinions of myself is my responsibility, but the opinions of others is none of your business. You don't need to be a people pleaser. You don't need to please others to find worth in yourself. You are enough the way you are, and we are not broken, and we don't need fixing, but we do need to be better than who we are yesterday. And that is my story. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you find value in listening to other stories and the start of this podcast. Thank you.